All right, welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Nick. I am going solo for one more pod. Alec is back, but his ass is feeling a little bit under the weather. We've had not the typical NBA free agency, but it's been a little bit crazy. Did go pretty brazy today, if I might say, but before I talk about what happened today, I do want to address the Denver situation. They traded my boy MPJ for Cameron Johnson. I know a lot of people are saying Denver's are the winners in that. Yeah, they probably are. I get it. MPJ, he makes a lot. Not the most consistent, but I just think the upside of MPJ is way more than what you would ever get from a Cameron Johnson. I guess with Jokic and Murray, you probably don't need the potential upside of an MPJ as much, and I feel like he hasn't really been able to show as much in the past couple years, but he did have a good run with the NBA Finals. It was great to see him on the NBA Finals team. He was rebounding a lot on that run to the finals. And honestly, it's just hard to find someone that big who can pretty much just get a shot off however he wants. Can shoot over almost anyone. It's crazy, but yeah. But if they had to downgrade a little bit just to free up some money, Cameron Johnson is not a bad choice. He is a little bit older than people might realize because he was drafted like 25. I know that because he played for my North Carolina Tar Heels. And yeah, loved him in college. I still remember that draft night. I was actually with AP. We were watching that. It took so many shots because the Phoenix Suns overdrafted him. You know what? Maybe Sunday I'll have him tell that story. But the Suns drafted him at 11. Yes, it worked out. Yes, it was a good draft pick. Just the logic that they used to get to that decision, though, was very not good. Terrible logic and execution to get to the pick. Did work out whatsoever, but yeah, it did work out. And besides Michael Porter Jr. leaving, they got Bruce Brown on a one-year minimum deal. They also got Tim Hardaway Jr., and then they also got Jonas Valanciunas in a trade for Dario Saric, going back to the Kings. I feel like this really solidifies the Denver lineup, gives them some more depth. You turned MPJ into 3-4. I guess just depending on how much Tim Hardaway and Valanciunas, or I guess probably if Bruce Brown has anything left. It's been a rough 2 years without Jokic, but when he was playing with Jokic, he was playing the best ball of his life. Maybe he will get back to that in this year with Jokic. But yeah, they should have more depth on that rotation. We'll see how everything works out. I think this will put a little bit more pressure on Jamal Murray to, I guess just to be more consistent in the playoffs. Jamal Murray will definitely have his big games, but he'll definitely have to be more consistent. Cam Johnson's good, but he's more of just a open shot maker. I don't think he has the ability to explode like Michael Porter Jr. Granted, we didn't see much from him, but again, just playing on that team and just the role that they wanted him to play, that was very difficult for him. But yeah, people are saying the Denver Nuggets are winners, and yeah, they are. They're definitely winners, but just sad to see my boy go. Next, let's go with the Bucks, because they went absolutely brazy today. They waved and stretched Damian Lillard so they could sign Miles Turner. That is crazy. Indiana is just being cheap, and the most they wanted to offer him was 3 years, $60 million. The Bucks said, "Fuck it." They won't offer him some real money. We'll just wave and stretch Dame, and then sign Miles Turner to a 4-year, $107 million deal, which. I guess the reason why it's just so insane, we've just never seen anyone be waived and stretched with that much money left on their contract. So now the Milwaukee Bucks, they have basically $22 million of dead money every year for the next 5 years on their cap. But I guess do what you gotta do to bring or to at least appease Giannis. Apparently he wasn't happy with it. I don't know if we, I guess it's just general. I don't know if he was just unhappy with how it was presented. It sounded like Dame really didn't have a heads up. It sounds like Dame just kind of found out when we found out. I don't know if this was just like a last minute move that they found, and just didn't really have the time to alert Dame or what, but hey, that's what happened. And with that, they also traded Pat Connaughton to the Mill or to the Charlotte Hornets for Vasil Milicic, who it sounds like they're just going to buy out so he can go back to Europe. They also signed Gary Harris to a 2-year deal. And then they're keeping KPJ, Bobby Portis, Taurean Prince, Jericho Sims, and Gary Trent. So I guess they're really just keeping most of the roster together, adding Miles Turner and Gary Harris. I guess we'll see what Gary Harris still has left in the tank. Feel like this team really does need a point guard, but we'll see what they're able to put together there. But with this team in the East, I feel like the Bucks can still be like a top six team. I guess other highlights. Definitely should talk about the Hawks. They have been very active. Got Nickeil Alexander-Walker in a sign and trade for 4 years. I believe it was about $56 million. They also got Luke Kennard on a 1-year deal, and they also got Kristaps Porzingis, who is an expiring contract. With Kristaps, we'll see how healthy he is this year and if he's able to play. It sounds like he's trying to play overseas. I think for Latvia this year, so we'll see. Hopefully he's able to play for them, and hopefully he's healthy coming into next season, but we'll see what they get from him there. But definitely in the East, with the Hawks not having their picks next year and the year and 2027, they definitely want to be as good as possible. So it kind of makes sense why they are going all in right now, especially in a weakened East. They did lose Clint Capella. He went back to the Rockets on a minimum deal. Caris LeVert, they lost him to the Pistons. Larry Nance Jr. goes back to the Cavs. George Niang, he goes to Boston. And Terrence Mann, he goes to, I believe, the Wizards. Or wherever. I don't fucking remember, but we'll see. But yeah, no, it's definitely a good move for the Hawks. I suppose this is kind of like a make or break year for Trae Young. We'll really see what they got. But this team, as long as they have reasonable health, they should be a top 4 seed in the East, especially a weakened East. But yeah, and I guess Trae will have a contract coming up, so he will probably expect him to turn up for next year. Skip it around. Let's go to the Houston Rockets since they were also big winners of the offseason. Let me find that on my sheet. Oh yeah, so Houston Rockets, they signed Steven Adams to a 3-year extension. Looks like they re-signed Aaron Holiday and Jeff Green. They got Jabari Smith on a 5-year extension, 5 years, $122 million. I do believe Jabari still has a lot of potential. Hopefully, with KD, I feel like he can probably learn some things from KD, take some things from KD's game and add it to his. Just because they kind of do have like a similar body type. and hopefully improves on the shooting and just grabs more boards. But definitely like that deal and feel like Jabari does have the ability to grow into that deal and make that make it look like a steal for the Rockets. They also get Jae'Sean Tate back and Fred VanVleet on 2 years, $50 million. Then they also, again, they got Clint Capella, they got Kevin Durant in a sign and trade, and Dorian Finney-Smith in free agency on a 4 year, $53 million deal. Obviously, in that Kevin Durant trade, they traded Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green to the Suns. But yeah, it's just amazing, like, in this cap environment that the Houston Rockets are able to make all these moves. But I suppose the reason why they're able to make all these moves is because, I guess they paid Şengün already, but they got him under a max. Obviously, they got Jabari Smith to agree to a less than a max, so that helped there. And then they still, it looks like they're looking to trade Cam Whitmore, but he hasn't been traded yet. But they will need to pay Tari Eason, amen. And if they do keep Cam, they will need to pay Cam Whitmore coming up in about 2 years. But because those guys don't need to be paid quite yet, gives them a little bit more flexibility. I guess just looking at the Indiana Pacers, they have literally done nothing in free agency, except for letting Miles Turner leave. The Los Angeles Lakers, they just got Jake LaRavia. I'm sure Alec will be mad about that, and I will let him talk about that whenever he is ready to pod again. Let's see. Wizards didn't really do much in free agency. It was all via trade in the draft. So free agency. Oh, the Toronto Raptors re-signed Jakob Poeltl. That contract literally makes no sense to me. I feel like they are just overpaying for a bunch of mid-NBA players, but I guess fuck it. Do what you want. Maybe they'll be tradable later and they can do something else with them, but just, I guess me and almost everyone in NBA media has no fucking idea what the Toronto Raptors are trying to do. The San Antonio Spurs, the only thing they really did was sign Luke Kornet to a 4 year, $41 million deal. I guess he's a decent backup big, and I guess take the money if he can. Sacramento Kings, they are getting Dennis Schroeder on a 3 year deal. I believe it's 3 years, $45 million. Looks like they're also trying to possibly trade Malik Monk, but we will see what happens there. Let's see. Free agency. Oh, okay. So this one's, I guess, the Sixers. I didn't really know about this. They lost Yabusele to the Knicks, but looks like they get Trenton Watford on a 2 year deal. Eric Gordon is returning. And they also get Justin Edwards back on a 3 year deal, which I believe is a good, that's pretty good for them. He was pretty valuable, and he was a super highly ranked high school prospect. Just had absolutely awful year at Kentucky, but sometimes that happens. And sometimes it's not the right situation for them in college, and they're able to bounce back in the NBA. So that is definitely a worthy signing, and probably can get a lot from that, especially if they may or may not have Embiid throughout the years. But that is always a thing. All right, so the Knicks, they are going to be getting Jordan Clarkson once he clears waivers. And then they also agreed on a deal with Gershon Yabusele. They haven't really had any departures, so I guess just really strengthening that bench. And I guess the Pelicans, yeah, they signed Kevon Looney to a 2-year deal. Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, not much there. Again, they made an absolutely terrible trade during the draft just because there is a very low likelihood of them actually being good next year, especially in the West. Especially with their consistent health problems, but I guess that's something for another day. Minnesota Timberwolves, I suppose most of their deals were just keeping Julius Randle and Naz Reid. Got Joe Ingles on a 1-year deal. Don't really expect him to contribute much, but probably just a good locker room guy. They did lose Nikhil Alexander Walker. They also lost Luka Garza and Josh Minot, but those guys didn't really play for him, so those really aren't major losses. So Simone Fontecchio is going to the Pistons, or is going from the Pistons to the Heat in a sudden trade. For Duncan Robinson, who I believe is getting 3 years, $48 million. I haven't seen the full details on that deal yet. I guess I'm assuming probably the first 2 years are guaranteed and probably the last year is not guaranteed for Duncan Robinson, but hopefully he just fucking lets that bitch fly. And yeah, that's pretty much what the Pistons need. Just fucking let that bitch fly. Duncan Robinson can't be scared to shoot. Can't be scared to shoot. I just remember hearing that was kind of one of the problems in Miami. They just wanted him to shoot more, but he wasn't. That's not like he was always confident in the shot, but he's a great shooter. He just needs to, again, just let that bitch fly. Memphis Grizzlies, they renegotiate and extended Jaren Jackson to 5 years, $240 million. They got Santi Aldama on 3 years, $54 or $56 million, something like that. Sorry. And also got Cam Sprinter on 2 years at $7.5 million. So mostly just re-signing everyone. Sounds like they might buy out Cole Anthony. If they do buy out Cole Anthony, come to the Lakers, please. Come on. I've wanted to be there for years. Let's get it. We got no centers, but I know you're not a center, but point guard, but you're a great rebounder for your size. Fuck it. Let's get it. if we're going full small ball, let's get some guards that can rebound and let's just run it. Clippers, they just re-signed. Nick Batum and Harden. All we want with the Rockets. The Warriors still haven't done anything as yet. Sounds like they're trying to get Al Horford, but we'll see where that goes. The Detroit Pistons, Paul Reed returns on a 2-year deal. Caris LeVert is also there on a 2-year deal. And they also got Duncan Robinson and sign and trade. Tim Hardaway is leaving, and so is Dennis Schroeder. We'll see what happens with Malik Beasley once that gambling scandal, I guess, settles or whatever. I suppose if he's innocent, he might just resign with Detroit on a minimum deal. But I don't think anyone will have any real space to sign him once all that settles, or however long it takes for that to settle. Dallas Mavericks re-signed Kyrie and they got D'Lo. They got a pretty solid roster. Not gonna lie, I do think people do forget that Kyrie will be out for most of the year, if not the whole year. But I'd say probably most of the year. He'll probably come back at some point. Maybe after All-Star. Don't know how he'll look after that, but I guess that's just my prediction. But they just got a lot of solid players, and AD can still be that star. Cleveland Cavs returning Sam Merrill on a 4-year deal. They got Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro, and they got Larry Nance. And then they're losing Ty Jerome to the Grizzlies, and Isaac Okoro was in that trade for Lonzo Ball. Chicago Bulls, yeah, they got Trey Jones on a 3-year, $24 million deal, I believe. I suppose the biggest thing with them is just they just need to re-sign Josh Giddey, but I'm sure I don't think they'll let him go, especially trading Caruso for him. The Brooklyn Nets, they re-signed De'Ron Sharp, Zaire Williams. Oh, yeah, that's where Terrence Mann went. So Terrence Mann is on the Nets. And then they also got Michael Porter Jr. in the trade. Sounds like they said that they'll try to keep him. But I believe Michael Porter Jr. does have 1 year left. Or, well, he has this upcoming year, then one more year after that left on his deal. Boston Celtics, they kind of need a center because they lost Kristaps, they lost Luke Kornet, traded away Drew Holiday. It looks like Al Horford is leaning to not re-signing there. I figured he probably would just re-sign there, but I guess we also just don't know how long Al Horford is planning to wait, so he might not be able to afford gap year for Tatum's injury. But they do have George Niang, who is more of a stretch four, not really a center. Then they got Luka Garza and Josh Minot. Don't really know if you really want to start any of those guys at center or Nemus Kata. I guess they got Nemus Kata and Xavier Tillman, I still believe. Those are probably fine backup centers, but again, don't really think you want those guys starting, but I do still think they have a good enough roster. They'll probably be still a top six team of the East. We'll see how that the center thing will really affect them that much. But yeah, that is the most of free agency so far. Really, the biggest thing was just the Bucks waving and stretching Dame Lillard. We just have not seen that happen. Obviously, it was a lost year because of that Achilles injury. And just with him being at his age and coming off an Achilles injury. Just NBA history just has not been kind to guards like that. Usually just a massive fall off. We'll see if Dame's able to bounce back. I guess we'll see how much modern medicine has advanced. And see if he's able to come back. But yeah, I guess he'll have some time off to try to recover and to do what he needs to do to get back. But yeah, I guess it hasn't been the most exciting free agent cycle, but just the quality free agents, the most good players just don't even get to free agency anymore because they always just get locked up. And then if they really want to leave, then they ask for a trade. But that's just kind of how it goes these days. I miss the days of like the, I guess the LeBron Heat. That was probably the most, or the 2016 Warriors where KD got there. Granted, that was like a once in a lifetime situation. I've been saying for years that they just need to make a documentary on that 2016 summer because that shit was crazy. But yeah, I feel like since then, free agency hasn't really been super exciting. I guess last year we had Paul George, but I guess the signing was more, I guess in theory, it was more exciting than in practice, but we'll see if Paul George is able to have a bounce back season. But yeah, that's all I really got for free agency. The last thing I want to do is shout out to the AMP boys. They are doing a streaming, or they're streaming for 30 days. I believe they're trying to do 12 hours every day for 30 days, and they are renting out Tony Parker's house in either San Antonio or Austin. Not exactly sure where it is, but somewhere down there in Texas. They got a 24-hour Nando's in Tony Parker's house. Shout out to TP renting out the house to the AMP boys. Hopefully they don't get too wild and destroy the house. But yeah, looking forward to seeing those streams. Looking forward to see what else happens in free agency. But yeah, appreciate you guys hanging out with me for about 25 minutes. But I'll end it here. And we will hopefully get AP back on in the next couple of days. If not, probably like Sunday or so. But talk to you then.